Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
The video camera is running.
Oh my God! Anyone emergency?
Give me an ambulance out here!
What you're about to see in the next 60 minutes is real. Real cops. Real crooks. Real cases. Everything from state-of-the-art training to terrifying shootouts. The most reckless criminals, the most bizarre and unusual crimes ever captured on tape. From high-speed chases to robbery in progress, from impossible rescues to insane crimes of passion, we've gathered this amazing video from departments all over the world. Much of it has never been seen outside the law enforcement community. What you see may shock you, frighten you, anger you. But we bring it to you for one reason. Because knowledge is power. A power that could save your life. Men and women of your local police force put their lives on the line every time they put on that uniform. We invite you to walk in the shoes of a police officer for just one day, so you'll come to realize what this job means and exactly what goes into the simple phrase, protect and serve. Cincinnati, Ohio. Police are in hot pursuit of this white sedan. Earlier, they tried to arrest the driver for domestic abuse. But after shooting a cop, he's now wanted for attempted murder. They fear this high-speed pursuit could turn deadly as it races into downtown. The cops desperately need air support, but the Cincinnati PD doesn't have a helicopter unit. Luckily, a news chopper volunteers to be the officer's eye in the sky.
That's right, we're right above the white sedan. A police unit is right on the suspect's tail.
It's tough work keeping the speeding suspect in sight.
Well, he's right under us.
Requiring a cameraman with a sharpshooter's eye.
There he is.
The suspect jams pedal to the metal.
Oh, he's cutting off that cruiser.
Ground units back off to a safe distance as the man starts driving wildly.
He's all over the place. He's weaving in it. Look out!
But the chopper news team keeps the white sedan in their sights.
There, he came out on the other side.
Suddenly, the fugitive driver exits.
He's taking the downtown route now.
The chopper's camera sweeps the city searching for the sedan.
There he is. There he is.
The driver seems to be using the tall buildings to shield him from the chopper's sight.
There he goes left. He goes left, northbound now.
It's like finding a 50-mile-per-hour needle in a skyscraper haystack.
Suspect is northbound.
The cameraman is pushed to the limit, determined to watch this guy's every move. On a straightaway, the suspect picks up speed.
He's got to be up over 60 by now. He's blowing intersections left and right. This guy is out of control.
But this chase is about to come to a tragic end.
Look out! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, man!
The suspect runs a red light and is T-boned by a black SUV. The impact hurls the white sedan into all three parked cars as chrome and glass shower the street. High above, the chopper gets a bird's eye view of the metal twisting action.
Got the suspect surrounded, and one cop is actually on the hood of the car.
The officers refuse to let this turn into a foot chase. They slam the vicious suspect to the ground and read him his rights. Thanks to airbags, the driver of the SUV survives the crunch of metal and glass. As for the suspect, he's hauled off to pay for his rampage of violence and destruction. When this wife beating, cop shooting, chopper dodging menace to society tried to get away, an airborne news team got the story.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
And the thanks of the local police.
What are you going on?
Look out. Oh, no. Oh, man.
Dog watch. That time of the night when only cops and dogs are on alert. When crooks become most brazen and then disappear into the darkness. But there's another animal on the prowl at this hour, and he can turn night into day.
When World's Wildest Police Videos goes looking for exciting stories, police cameras and news photographers have an unsung partner. He's a rare breed of thrill seeker with a camera in one hand and a police scanner in the other. He's known as a stringer.
You have a lot of officers, you have a lot of high tension, so you've got to be right up with the pack.
Meet Stu Mundell. He's not a cop, he's not a newsman, but both groups know him by name. He's an independent videographer.
Confirm on the no injuries.
A stringer who makes his living catching hot news as it happens. And in Los Angeles, that's a full-time job. Stu's work has been seen on World's Wildest and in courtrooms across the country. But every second of great footage represents hours of waiting and dozens of missed opportunities.
Oh, it's a burned out car.
It's not worth it?
Not worth it.
No, if it's fire, you gotta get there before the fire department or with the fire department. And you also wanna beat your competition.
With stringer teams growing worldwide and everyone scrambling for the best shot, this job has become as dangerous as it is universal.
Get back! Go!
Daytona Beach, Florida. A stringer films what appears to be a routine arrest during a college reunion. But routine turns to terror when the belligerent man reaches into his pocket and pulls out a gun. Minneapolis, Minnesota. A news affiliate cameraman becomes the target for an angry mob. He has no choice but to cut his losses and escape in one piece. With a job like this, every night is a bomb waiting to explode.
Keep your hands where you can see it.
And for Stu and his partners, tonight will be no exception.
3040, 3040, come in.
Okay, all right, we got a pursuit going right now.
1 a.m. A pursuit near downtown. It's a stringer's toughest assignment. News that doesn't want to be caught.
They're in a number 5 lane, so they're like on the far, far lane. So it might be this way.
Stu gets ahead of the pursuit and gets his camera ready.
There they are, there they are, there they are.
They spot him. A 4x4 with a half a dozen officers on his tail. Stu has his first shot of the chase, but he needs more. There's no telling when a story might become the big one. That was the case in Elyria, Ohio. A stringer catches the end of a pursuit as a bank robber wrecks out and flees on foot. Police nab the felon in a back alley. They cuff him and secure the accident scene. But that's when they find something they didn't expect. An injured pedestrian lies inside a nearby storefront, broken glass all around. When the stringer reviews his tape, he sees what they had missed. The pedestrian was okay, and this tape helped convict the suspect of vehicular assault. .128. Stu anticipates the suspect's next move and beats him to it. Spike strips have shredded the suspect's tires. Stu knows this chase will end soon, and he better be there when it does.
The passing shots are good, but then you've got to get that last shot that makes everything fit.
And if Stu doesn't get it, he knows a competitor will. These are the moments that stringers live for, the image that no one will forget, that split second that no one can duplicate. 1:36, a moment of panic.
Have it.
No, they went, I don't know where they went. They just went.
A shortcut didn't work. Stu has lost the chase, and possibly the story.
I didn't see any cops. What is up with this?
Stu circles back, desperate for any sign of the pursuit. And then he gets one, from above. Incredibly, the suspect is still running. It's the final leg of a desperate race. 1:49. The suspect pulls into this apartment complex. Stu runs to the perimeter.
Back it up, man. Back up.
It's a standoff, and the officer has good reason to be worried. Stu is unarmed and exposed, and violence could erupt in a heartbeat, like it did for a Brazilian stringer. Rio de Janeiro. A stringer follows police on a drug raid. He expects to see a door get kicked in. What he gets is a front row seat for a horrifying gun battle. He's directly in the line of fire, but a stringer sees only the picture, not realizing he's part of the picture. Finally, it ends. The police get their man, and the stringer gets an amazing story and the chance to do it again tomorrow. Maybe this is why there are no old stringers. Los Angeles, 157. LAPD have the apartment complex surrounded. The suspect holds them at bay, but he's got nowhere to go. The cops make their move. The suspect goes down. Officers cuff him, and one more lawbreaker is off the streets. It's a successful ending for both the cops and Stu. An LA chase in close-up is a prize trophy. But for Stu, the dog watch hours are far from over. After all, a stringer is only as good as his last shot. So whether it's chases, or standoffs, or riots in the streets, a stringer will be there. And no matter what they get into or dangers they face, a stringer will keep going because news won't wait for them. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Video, more explosive action that'll blow you away. A protest becomes a slugfest. Drunk drivers hit more than the bottle. And crazed shoplifters smash everything in sight. Heart pounding, hard hitting, and all real. Next. A murderous mob, a punk with an attitude, and bank robbers with frozen assets. Different crime, different criminal. Just one solution. In Warsaw City, Indiana, four men pull off a midwinter bank heist.
All units be advised, suspects are armed.
Police respond immediately as the robbers flee in their getaway car.
In pursuit of a light phase sedan.
These felons have their escape all planned out, but they didn't count on one thing. A half foot of new snow. They should have checked the weather report. Skidding wildly over the icy street, one of the suspects thinks about bailing out. But if his getaway car is doing this, how far does he think he can run on foot? The robbers keep going, slipping and sliding into even deeper snow.
These guys are just spinning their tires.
When the suspects try to head back out on the road, the police move in to cut them off. The driver desperately tries to burn rubber, but the car just tailspins again and again. After one last frozen fishtail, these bad news bank robbers are stalled out and wedged in. Seconds later, the cops have all four felons in custody. These robbers thought they could get away with the cold, hard cash, but with help from Mother Nature, the police put them on ice for the next 8 years. Albania. Thousands of citizens have invested their life savings in a pyramid scheme. When the scheme collapses, they're all bankrupt. And they blame the government for letting it happen. As angry protesters spill into the street, riot police are sent in to control the crowd. But the officers are outnumbered, 100-1. As a symbol of government, the police become a magnet for the crowd's rage. Pelted with rocks and debris, they literally have their backs to the wall. Then bloodthirsty rioters attack from above, dropping furniture from a height of 30 feet. The officers have no choice but to retreat. Driven from town, police can only watch as townsfolk destroy their own community. The crowd celebrates. They think they've won. But when the dust settles and the fire dies down, they'll realize they just made a bad situation even worse.
In any riot situation, the police are walking a fine line between protecting the public and not getting killed themselves. To regain control, the police are going to need to use a force that's greater than that of the protesters.
Seoul, South Korea. Students gather to protest a controversial labor law. Angry but nonviolent, they demonstrate in front of the university gates. Riot police are assigned to keep watch. They have no grievance with the students. But they've seen peaceful protests like these get out of hand. And they're prepared to meet force with force. When the students drive forward, the police push back even harder. Their goal is to end the riot quickly, before there are heavy casualties. The officers arrest the ringleaders and use tear gas to disperse the crowd. But the students won't give up so easily. The campus becomes a war zone as thousands of angry protesters run amok. Small fires erupt everywhere. The smell of anarchy is in the air. The police have no choice but to end this mayhem as quickly as possible. An army of riot police surges past the university gate. Armored tanks enter the area and fire volleys of tear gas canisters. The police presence is overwhelming. The protesters must back down. This riot is over. Oppressive societies are known to use excessive force. But here, riot police manage both force and restraint. Miraculously, despite the mayhem, there were no serious injuries. In any riot, the protesters want to make a point, while the troublemakers just want violence. And in the middle of all this, police officers can die. When police are confronted with a mob bent on destruction, sometimes using force is the only way to save innocent lives. Westerville, New Jersey. A driver who's had one too many takes police on a drunken chase in a stolen car.
This guy's all over the place.
The cops have to get him off the road before he kills someone.
Okay, step back up, please.
He straddles the middle of the road. There's no room for the cops to get around him and cut him off.
All right, stay out of his way. Stay out of his way.
Cruisers block the crossroads to keep other drivers away.
This guy is not stopping.
Suddenly, the suspect veers onto a busy freeway and nearly loses control. The cops have to stop him before innocent lives are lost.
Somebody get ahead of him. Get a unit ahead of him.
A cruiser barrels ahead and slows him down.
Pull over!
Then the incredible happens. The suspect's boozed out brain tells him to make a break for it on foot. Watch as the right car door opens and the suspect jumps.
Oh my God.
The driverless car drags him by his shirt sleeve, then tosses him to the road.
Hey, dispatch, we need an ambulance down here.
It's been said that God watches over fools and drunks. This hard-headed driver not only survives his brush with death, he escapes from the hospital just days later. Hopefully, he's sobered up and won't try any more boneheaded stunts like this. Still to come on World's Wildest Police Videos. Over the top and under the gun. A drunk driver takes a midnight swim. An all-night market gets some bad business. A crackhead gets flung. When trouble goes down, the police gear up. Next. In a world gone crazy, crime is the biggest insanity of all. A store clerk dodges death, and an armed lunatic kidnaps his wife.
Drop
Lock the door and get out of your vehicle now.
But the police are there.
Put your hands back.
To put madness behind bars. Eden, North Carolina. Cops pull over a suspected DUI. Seconds later, the man floors it. A quick license plate check reveals the man is a repeat DUI offender with a revoked license. He may have nothing to lose by running so wildly. But everybody else on the road does. He forces a car onto the shoulder.
Close one there, close one there.
Swerves toward this car. And almost slams into this one. Officers know this drunk's luck could turn at any moment. They pray they can stop him before he kills someone. But suddenly, he stops himself. Watch the taillights as this car rolls over and over. Amazingly, he's able to walk away, suffering only minor bruises and cuts, while everybody else on the road gets the scare of their life. Because of his record, this driver knew he was going to jail even if he hadn't run. The only difference now, twice the time behind bars.
Doing time is never easy, but some inmates seem to go out of their way to make a bad situation even worse.
Lake Dallas, Texas. Three inmates share a crowded cell in the Denton County Jail. A video camera helps police keep an eye on their every move. This hot-tempered kid, hauled in for public intoxication, is outraged over the loss of his freedom. This inmate, a hardened con, is fed up with the kid's immature behavior. The older inmate just wants a little peace and quiet, but the kid is drunk and he's looking for a fight. Suddenly, the verbal sparring isn't enough. The man springs to the floor and struggles to keep the kid off him until the cops arrive.
Hey, boy, fix the spray. Everybody in there right now.
The officers aren't about to put up with his nonsense. It takes both of them to wrestle the enraged kid to the ground.
Get on the ground, stupid!
His cellmates are more interested in the floor show than in making an escape. The boy threatens to sue. What's he gonna do? Call daddy's lawyer?
You husband will do you. Your PI just turned that last
place. His cellmates know what's in store for him. Inmates who start fights in this jail get a ticket to the county jail. And the inmates there don't put up with empty threats from whiny rich boys.
Thieves will arm themselves with almost anything. I've heard of robberies where they've used little pocket knives, fire extinguishers. Any item can be a deadly weapon, and any thief can be a potential killer.
These crooks attempt to hold up a store. Armed with a stun gun. They think they can use the stun gun to open the register. But they finally settle for some good old brute force and take off with the cash. In spite of this pathetic attempt to hide his face, both robbers are caught and convicted. This bandit tries to rob a convenience store armed only with a screwdriver. Foolish as it sounds, he can do the clerk serious harm. Not only doesn't the robber get any money, he was apprehended later and charged with assault. This robber tries to hold up a fast food store with a golf club. He gets clobbered with a chair. And then a store employee clobbers him again with his own club. He scrambles out the door, lucky to escape with his life. A robber enters an ice cream store with a truly dangerous weapon, a razor-sharp hatchet. He takes the whole register, but leaves the hatchet with his fingerprints on the handle. This allows police to track him down and put him away. But the most dangerous weapon a crook can carry is still a gun. This convenience store clerk walks a regular customer out to her car. Outside, a robber pulls a gun on him. The robber fires. And then runs. The stunned clerk walks back inside and calls the police. When police arrive moments later, the clerk gives them a description of the robber. Then a radio call comes in. The same crook attempted to rob another store less than two blocks away.
Later, when the police finally arrested the suspect, they found he had a gun with live ammunition. Later, forensics dug bullet fragments out of the wall.
The clerk was incredibly lucky. Somehow, the robber missed killing him, even at point-blank range. With stun guns and screwdrivers, with hatchets and handguns, a determined criminal will always find some way to attempt robbery, assault, and murder. Still ahead, on World's Wildest Police Video.
He's at the window now.
The daring and the deadly. Meet the fast and the furious. A fiery car chase becomes a watery disaster. A quiet convenience store becomes a battle zone. Takedowns, shootouts, deadly standoffs. The videos are wild. The danger is real. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
This guy's gonna kill someone.
Unwanted visitors.
Want the police here now.
Unscheduled detours. Unexpected arrivals. Deadly surprises around every turn. One thing is certain, the danger is real.
As a negotiator, you never want to have a situation become a rolling hostage situation. It's the absolute worst thing that ever can happen.
Little Rock, Arkansas. An officer responds to a kidnapping. A man has stolen a gun, taken his wife hostage, and fled the scene in a stolen 4x4.
I got him in a Bronco out here. They're going south on Edmond.
After a hard U-turn, the chase is on.
Now, it's the suit of the suspect.
The suspect's driving borders on suicidal. Charging hard to keep up, the officer is joined by support units. But this car-stealing kidnapper refuses to be boxed in. The maneuver backfires. He steers right into a log jam of traffic. Guns drawn, the officers surround the 4x4. The suspect responds by aiming his weapon at the hostage and peeling out onto the shoulder. The officers fire at the Bronco's tires. They can't let this hostage crisis go mobile again.
The problem we have when we allow a situation to go mobile is we've lost three important ingredients. We've lost containment, we've lost the communication process, and consequently, we've lost the negotiation process.
The officers are back and pursued in seconds, and they discover their bullets were right on target.
He's got a black tire on the rear. Careful, the left rear tire is coming off.
Minutes later, another tire goes flat and finally comes off.
There goes the other one.
The kidnapper is forced to slow down, but that doesn't mean he's any less of a threat to pedestrians. The runaway SUV misses a grade school crossing guard by only inches. This pursuit is a deadly collision waiting to happen. For the safety of the hostage, bystanders, and every officer in this chase, the cops have to find a way to end it. Gunning his V8, a cruiser slingshots around the Bronco and gets in front of him. But the kidnapper signals he'll kill his hostage unless the cop gets out of his way. The lead unit has no choice but to pull over.
When you really believe that a hostage taker is going to take that victim out, you've got to do whatever it takes to save that hostage's life, whatever it takes.
The officers stay right on the suspect's bumper as he turns into a quiet Little Rock suburb. It isn't long before he runs out of road and starts tearing through yards. The bare rims on the Bronco cut deep ruts into the soft earth as the kidnapper blasts into an open field. But as he nears the middle of the field, the suspect slows. Police are wary, remembering the dangerous escape he made last time the chase came to a halt.
He's stopping.
This time, when the Bronco comes to rest, units move in from every direction.
Oh, yeah. Emergency traffic only. Keep it clear.
As the victim bails out the other side, police swarm the truck. One officer rips open the door, his gun right in the suspect's face. This crisis is over. With a hostage at his side and a two-ton vehicle at his command, this suspect had an appetite for destruction. But over dust, dirt, and hot concrete, the determined officers in this pressure cooker pursuit kept their cool. They brought this rolling nightmare to a halt and turned a dangerous kidnapper behind the wheel into an inmate behind bars. Naples, Florida, 2 a.m. Don't adjust your set. What you're seeing is called FLIR, forward-looking infrared radar. By converting heat into light, it allows police to turn night into day. What you're about to see will get very hot. This driver was on her way home from a party where she had too much to drink. When police tried to pull her over, she tried to run them down. Now she's running scared at over 80 miles per hour. But with FLIR, there's nowhere to hide. Police throw a spike strip in her path.
Stop,
guys. Okay, she's got one in her.
One tire is gone, but she's not slowing down.
Car's still going flat. 27, if you're with us, go ahead and start heading up this way.
Incredibly, she goes even faster. Hot shredding rubber flies from the tire rim. Soon it's just hot steel gnawing on concrete. She blazes through a red light. Another tire explodes in a fiery shower of light. Somehow she maintains control. But this party girl's just getting started. She guns this rolling bottle rocket back up to speeds in excess of 90 miles per hour. Sparks flying, she veers into a residential area, but there's no way out. Approaching a dead end, she starts to lose control, her steering and brakes disintegrating. But it's too late. She can't stop. She plows through the guardrail and straight into a canal. This drunken rampage could have ended in tragedy, but FLIR was able to coordinate a rescue within 30 seconds. So instead of a trip to the county hospital, this woman is going straight to the county jail. Australia. This store owner is about to confront the shoplifter from hell. The owner tells his wife to call the police. He has the shoplifter dead to rights, but that doesn't mean she's going to cooperate. When the thief's biker boyfriend enters the store, a bad situation gets even worse. The couple moves to the back of the store, forcing the owner to follow. He warns the thieves they're being recorded, but they think it's a bluff.
She's on the video.
The enraged couple suddenly attacks the owner. Then, incredibly, they accuse the shopkeeper of assaulting them. They even demand that he call the police. When the owner tries to keep the couple from leaving, they start to go berserk. The couple is still hurling obscenities when police arrive. They want the owner arrested. But watching this tape,
The cops knew exactly who was telling the truth and who was going to jail. Still to come on World's Wildest Police Videos, an arsenal of weapons, an undercover drug sting,
go.
A wrong-way car chase, and a midnight crack attack. There's tough talk, and nobody walks. It's all coming up next. They try to run.
Police!
They try to hide. They try every trick in the book. But sooner or later, it's a fight to the finish.
America's drug war is nationwide. But in Lowndes County, Georgia, one of the biggest showdowns is taking place, thanks to a special task force known as ICE. It stands for Interstate Criminal Enforcement.
Lowndes County is a place where small-town life meets big-time crime. Our camera crew came down to Lowndes County to catch sheriff's deputies in action. We saw them train hard, work hard, and put their lives on the line to put drug dealers behind bars. One of the best deterrents against drugs is the use of surprise checkpoints by Lowndes deputies. Here, agents set up a roadblock in a neighborhood known for dealing crack.
Hi, Joseph. That's what you call a pot, so don't go nowhere.
This customer isn't going anywhere. But the buyers in the car behind see the roadblock and hit reverse. The suspects can't go back. The way is blocked. So they plow straight through, nearly hitting deputies. Seconds later, the late night quiet is shattered by the sound of police sirens. The Impala slices through streets at 80 miles an hour. The three men inside are already guilty of assault on police officers. But if they hit anyone, it could mean manslaughter. Several times the suspects act like they're going to stop. But giving up is the last thing on their minds. Outside the city limits, the Impala hits 90 miles an hour. Then, just as suddenly, they pull over. With darkness all around them, the desperate suspects try to escape on foot. But in Lowndes County, the long arm of the law has long legs to match. These three criminals aren't outrunning anyone. One down, two to go. With the arrest of the third suspect, deputies regroup and get ready for the next takedown. It's been a long night, and tomorrow promises more of the same. To stop drug traffic, sheriff's deputies will use any means necessary, whether it's by force or finesse, by stealth or by sting. The man in the cap is an undercover deputy posing as a dealer. He's just made contact with a buyer seated in the Chevy truck.
Cars, be ready in a westbound location.
He signals that the sting is on. A female officer approaches with a supply of crack cocaine.
Right, seller's walking over this time. Everybody heads up. She's out the window now. Everybody just stand by. Stand by. She's still negotiating.
The man in the cap watches for the exact moment that money exchanges hands. Then he gives the signal.
All right, go.
The agents spring into action, but the buyer panics and tries to drive off. The agents manage to get the keys, but the suspect still wants to fight. Not a smart move, especially in Lowndes County. For the next few hours, Lowndes deputies are shutting down drug traffic as fast as it shows up. Busts like these can be dangerous, but it's far worse if a suspect manages to drive off. So officers will do anything to prevent it. They'll block its path. they'll grab the wheel. They'll stick like glue. Because the last thing they want is this. A drug dealer who got away leads police on a deadly chase down the wrong side of the highway. Racing headlong toward oncoming vehicles, he's putting countless lives in danger.
Let me know if you get past the 9 on Mary County.
Finally, he tears back across the median, but that doesn't mean he's come to his senses. The suspect accelerates up an off-ramp. This man's cocaine rush has come to a devastating end. The task force known as ICE plays a crucial role in Lowndes County's war against drugs. The dangers are very real, and deputies face them every day. But drug traffickers, be warned. No matter how hard you fight, no matter how fast you run, in Lowndes County, these officers will keep going till they take you down. Up next, on World's Wildest Police Videos, teenage crackheads with a big car and a bad attitude. More heart-pounding action next. Police cruisers are powerful machines. But what happens when a car thief steals a vehicle that's even more powerful? Lachlan, Ohio. Police are in pursuit of a stolen Jeep Cherokee. With a 250-horsepower engine and four-wheel drive, it's a formidable machine. But with a teenage driver sky-high on crack...
Suspects are dropping vials out the window.
It's a raging monster. The truck's tight handling allows it to swerve wildly around other cars, a warning for police to keep back. The vehicle weaves back and forth, not allowing the officer to move up. In a moment, the Jeep slows down and fakes to the right, then makes a sudden U-turn. The cruiser clips its back end, but the unfazed truck speeds away. It'll take more than a tap to bring down this beast. Seconds later, the suspect dodges a pulled over car, then barely avoids a head-on collision with a cop.
This guy's gonna kill someone.
Soon, the teens are racing toward the suburbs. At 80 miles per hour, they almost skid off a curb, but maintain control. The truck barrels into a quiet neighborhood. Officers fear for the residents' safety and maneuver carefully through the streets lined with cars. But when the suspect makes a hard left, the patrol car seizes the moment. The officer takes advantage of the Jeep's Achilles heel, its high center of gravity. At the precise point in the truck's turn, he pushes its left rear fender. The vehicle's own weight is used against it. It flips onto its back, ejecting the driver. Amazingly, he's able to jump up and run. The driver is apprehended a few minutes later. Meanwhile, officers drag his partner out of the wreckage and take him into custody. When hopped-up punks drive trucks as tough as this, police have to pull out all the stops to shut them down. With every crime comes a lesson in punishment. But some criminals don't learn.
Oh my God.
All they know is murder and mayhem. That's why whatever the crime, whatever the danger, whatever the risk, they have to be taught the hard way.